attorney at the firm. There are four mitzvahs which pertain to Shabbos. Beyond the lochus, but there are mitzvahs. Some of them are malachas, but there are four mitzvahs, let's put it that way. But it goes beyond just the etzem shmir Shabbos itself. Shnayim in a Torah, shnayim in a divrei sefer. There are two duraisa dika mitzvahs, u'shnayim in a divrei sefer, and two that are what the Rambam calls the divrei sefer. Behind the foroshim ayde aravim, which the aravim articulate. Shebetayr, what are the two broad mitzvahs of Shabbos in a Torah? Zohar v'shom. Broadly, Zohar is the mitzvah of Seyo Shabbos, and Shomer Elois of Seyo Shabbos. Mishenis Parshim, why then Neviim, and that which the Neviim explained about Shabbos, are covered by Eidik. Shneamar, the Novi writes in Yishayo, the Karoso la Shabbos Eidik, and Liktor Shashem Mechub. So there we have Eidik Shabbos and covered Shabbos in the same passage. Halacha beis eizah who covered what is covered Shabbos. So she'omru chachamim she'mitzvah la'odim liuchos ponav yodim ragla b'chamim be'erav Shabbos le'gvur Shabbos. Person should beis the Shabbos. Mis'atif b'titzis, very interesting. She put on his talus v'yoshu b'kayved roish and wait. In a very respectful fashion, yachal, with anticipation, like Bobos Panei Shabbos, for the beginning of Shabbos. Moshe Hu Yoytzi Likra Samelach, as if he's going to greet a king. And it's a little bit where we have the idea of the Chodoyli from also. The Shabbos Mikabu. Yoytzi Likra Samelach. The Chachomim Arishonim, Hayu Mikapsin, Talmidei Be'erb Shabbos. They gathered at Talmidim and with Atim V'Omer and Bov and Eitzi before Shabbos HaMelech. Let us anticipate the coming of Shabbos. We covered our Shabbos among the things that have covered Shabbos. Shilbash Ksus Nikiyah, which is a clean clothing for Shabbos. Lo Yem Malbash Achol Kamalbash HaShabbos, which is to wear the same clothes. M'ein Lo Lahachlef, if he's too impoverished to change clothes with shalshal talesa, but they should wear it in some different fashion. They should wear mabusho kamal mashachol. They should dress in a different fashion than they dress during the week. The Ezra tikkun orders that the rekonos of Ezra is who are mechapsim bechamishi, that clothing should be washed on Thursday, because it needs time to dry for Shabbos, and then quit a Shabbos so that it should be prepared for Shabbos. Further in Halacha Hey, Mesader Odom Shulchanu Be'erev Shabbos. We'll see what Mesader Shulchanu soon means. Ba'ava Pi Yishen Otzorach Elo Lebzayit. This is the Gemara we're going to look at. V'chim Mesader Shulchanu B'Motzei Shabbos. And similarly, it should be Mesader the Shulchan and Motzei Shabbos. Ba'ava Pi Yishen Otzorach Elo Lebzayit. V'nei L'chabdoi B'Knisos U'Tziyosu. This has to do with COVID of Shabbos. B'Knisos U'Tziyosu. The Torah was sakin beisa with the yomim they quit a Shabbos. You should clean the house. The neir doluk, the neighbor should be lit. The shulchan aruch at the table set. Lechol to eat. The mita mitzvah.
Is that why some people have a mimic to light after Shabbos also?
After the mita mitzvah should come elu lechavas Shabbos. All of these things are covered Shabbos. The halachas are Siman Shin. It's very, very interesting. Kosov b'shem Talmidei Ari, in the name of the Arizal, shari chuba. Shanefish is seira and olechas legamri does not fully leave ar achas sivas mati shabbos. Until after malava malka, there's some measure of shomi yisera. Nechen in roi this asif and malocha shayna ochal nefesh ar achas sivas mati shabbos. That one should, it's preferable that one should not do malocha until after, you know, other than for ochal nefesh, but to do serious malocha, to go to do his work, he should not do until after he eats malava malka. So there's a notion in the kavod Shabbos is not only merely the fact that we have a formal departure for Shabbos, but also, according to the Arizal, the Neshama Yisera is of a less intense fashion, but doesn't leave until after the Malava Malka. And apparently, I think Kabbalah is another side to this too. I heard once from Ramesh Halbishtam this time in Israel, among the Chassidish Rabbonim, it's Makubal, is that this Kabbalah, that an Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, after they go to the mikvah, maybe they say Shir HaShirim, like that time is a special time that's Mesugal to be Mechadish Chiddush Eter in that time. So I understood after I saw the Arizal what the Pshat is. They obviously hold, I don't know if it's in the Purush in the Arizal, or they hold up to the Arizal, that the Yishama Yisera, once a person starts the Achonis, the Makabal Shabbos, so he has, from that point, there's a certain manifestation of the Yishama Yisera too. Now, the Yishama Yisera has two manifestations, and one manifestation of the Yishama Yisera is an expanded capacity for Ruchnius. Ibn Ezra talks about it, the Arachayim HaKodesh, Mameila. They had a special Indian that late Friday afternoon, the last couple of hours before Shabbos, to try to dedicate the Talmud Torah. But I agree that among the Chassidish Shirelis. But apparently that's the other side of the Arizal, who says on Motzi Shabbos, there's already a presence of the Neshama Yisera. Apparently before Shabbos, they also hold it. There's such a presence. Now, let's take a look at the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Rabbi Lozer, it's important to start really from here, because the Chofetz Chaim, in fact, in his analysis of the halachas, starts really from this point. The Oilem Yisader Odom Shulchanu Be'erev Shabbos, Avo Bishen Atzorach Elor Kezayis, even though he's only going to eat a Kezayis. But he should be Yisader Shulchanu. So Yisader Odom Shulchanu Be'erev Shabbos, Lelele Shabbos. The Omer Rabbi Chanina on the other side, Loi Lemisader Olam Shulchanu B'Motzi Shabbos, Av B'Shein Otzorach Alu L'Kezayis. Even though one only needs a Kezayis. So Rashi says, Nani Kavod Shabbos, also a need of Kavod Shabbos. Nilvois Bitzi also, to accompany it as it leaves. There are Kavod in a manner which is respectful. Kodem HaMalavas HaMelech, if the Melech would leave. So what would a person do? He'd say so in a year, so he would accompany him. We should send off the Shabbos was also with a farewell of the departure. Now, the Mashor dwells, what the Imar means, Lolam Yisader Odom Shulchan Aruch. And that's what the language of the Shulchan Aruch uses to. What do we mean, Yisader Odom Shulchan Aruch? We're not eating Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is going to be at night. And Rashi says explicitly that Lolam Yisader Odom Shulchan Aruch. Yisader Adam Avosi. Yisader Adam Shulchanu should arrange doing the Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says an Erev Shabbos. So what does it mean? Av Bishen Atzorach Elu L'Kezayis. What the Gemara wants with that?
Sounds like it's doing the cooking.
Yeah, you said a nice time. Sounds like you said. Yeah, you said a nice. So what's the point of the Gemara? Av Bishen Atzorach Elu L'Kezayis.
Because he's still going to put out nice things on the table.
So he says, look, it's very, very interesting. She'enu torach adu l'gazayit wrote, this is what happens to be very relevant this year in Purim, wrote to Loimah, she'gam she'enu torach adu l'gazayit, he's not going to eat more than a gazayit Friday night. Going through Soveya Misudas Mitzvah Shohelo Be'erev Shabbos. And what did he get full of Erev Shabbos? He ate a Sudas Mitzvah. Like, you see, Purim comes out Erev Shabbos. So, by the time Friday night comes, nobody's going to exactly be in the mood to eat, you know, a huge seven course dinner. Kol Mokum, and all he can manage to do will lead the beer Kazayas to be ate to the Mitzvah. The Kol Mokum, which is called Shabbos Habo, because of the Shabbos which is coming, the Sadroi, he should set up the table. It should be just as well appointed. In other words, all the fancy dishes and the china and the glasses and everything, as if he's going to have a full-fledged meal. The chaim is sudas levia and the sudah of the malav malka, mamotzi shabbos. Maybe he's very full because he ate three already. He ate the meals on Shabbos.
Right.
Mishum Kovet Shabbos Yisadroi Bechol Dovah.
First, does that mean that the Malamak also should use fancy dishes for the Malamak?
Yeah, whatever. We'll see in a moment.
Shavuos Chiddus also.
So Shavuos Shabbos, we understand that. That's not the point. The point is Motzei Shabbos. The first thing I say, listen,
during the winter, you don't have any appetite for Shavuos Chiddus either, because it just ate lunch 2 hours ago. You don't have, and come Motzei Shabbos, you're not going to feel like eating any Malamak either.
We'll come to that. We'll come to that issue, depending on the time of the year, and 118, there are a lot of factors which determine it. But that's why, particularly, in other words, even if it could be, it's more relevant, the Marsha doesn't say that it was a special Suda, yes, Suda Shabbos, and maybe a person is not so inclined to eat Motzei Shabbos. So if a person came home on a weekday, and you were just going to eat a little piece of bread and a glass of tea and go to sleep, so you wouldn't set up the table. Put down a deflation of meal, take a piece of newspaper. You know, wouldn't even bother to take the tablecloth out. Set the table, clean it, get to that. Why bother? Take a piece of newspaper.
Paper plates.
You know, put it down on a paper plate, have a little piece of bread, you know, a glass of tea, and I go to nacht, and off we go to sleep. So the point is even if the meal is going to be a very minimal meal, but we should go about it in a fashion which reflects, you know, Kavod Shabbos. So that's lo l'misader odom shulchanah. That irrespective of how lavish the meal is going to be, you should have the same tablecloth and the same silverware, the same glasses, same chashivas, even if it's going to be a very, very small meal. In all things in life, when they're very minimal, one can treat them with chashivas, and one can treat them without chashivas. Rabbi Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, could come into a place to visit, and he'd be there 10 minutes. But he was so settled in those 10 minutes as if he'd be there for 3 hours. And Rav Lezer Yudel, the Rashur of Mir, once commented about it. He says, Rav Ari, he says, I don't care. He says, I come to a place and I stay an hour and a half. And they say, Rav Lezer Yudel, you're in such a rush. And you come for 10 minutes and nobody feels their chod. So in fact, I asked someone that's married to one of his grandchildren. So he says, yeah, if he was married, Rav Ari came. He marched into the house. He sat down on the couch like he had all the time in the world. He spoke with them a little bit, and maybe in about 10 minutes or so, he picked himself up and he went. But he was totally settled. There was no sense that he was rushing any place. Suda Shabbos can be in a manner which is just, you know, off the cuff, you know, breakfast on the way to work style. Or it could be in a manner which is settled, a manner which is choshev and dignified. You know, I would go about it in a way as if I had a very important person came to share the meal with me. No matter how little I would eat, or it would still be well appointed. So that's loyim yisader odom shulchan. So this halacha we certainly in our community don't really, you know, relate, address. ואז השם מסתבר ויצא מלאב המלכה. But to say that we yet even have a market of shivus, that's already a matter of show.
So did we make more of a market of chiyuz?
No, we didn't come. We'll come to that. That's going on. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Sorry.
Questions are very good. But Be'ez Hashem, the end is a planned also. So Be'ez Hashem. Yeah. That's the oilum yisadir odom shulchonim. That the Gemara says that Melugma, Chamin Mamotzi Shabbos, to have had something hot on Motzi Shabbos is Melugma. That to have something, a hot drink, apparently Chamin, and Rashi adds to this, we'll see in a minute, is Melugma. It means it's good for one's health before. Pas Chamin Mamotzi Shabbos, a fresh piece of bread, Chalo, is Melugma. That's also a refu. Now Rashi has an interesting dimension. Rashi says chamen is lishtos v'lircha. It's both very surprising. To drink something out and to take a hot bath, Motzi Shabbos, or a hot shower. It's also. And Rav Asher has a very interesting reason. What's after Stavka Motzi Shabbos?
Relaxing.
So Rav Asher has a very, that's true, but Rav Asher has a very, very interesting reason. Very, very interesting reason. The Mashal writes, Pas Chama, Tama Dover, there are two parts to this. Why Pas Chama? Something like Tama Dover, the Yishle Chabra Shabbos, Besudas Leviya, Bedover Chodesh. It should be a new dish, a fresh dish. That was warm, that perhaps indicated was made after Shabbos, that a person should take pleasure from it. That he couldn't have had on Shabbos. So Chamen, he makes himself a fresh coffee. Pas Chama, he bakes a piece of bread for himself. The Korov is there, Tam Birchas Mari Aish. And this is similar to the notion that we have Bari Mari Aish. Motzi Shabbos of Yom Kippur Amal Aner. Now, I don't know why he puts Motzi Shabbos with this. This is more the Motzi Yom Kippur, which he cites. Al Aner Shudogosh and his Chadish Lahanas Bayata. So you also buy Yom Shabbos over. Something that I can use now that I couldn't use on Shabbos, which is really, that's the reason on Motzi Yom Kippur. Motzi Shabbos has to do with Bria Seish, which was in Motzi Shabbos. So I don't know why the Marshal puts these two notions together. Motzi Shabbos is really somewhat of a different slant. Then he adds a second reason. So one is that something, so you also bobiyoyim, in other words, I prepare something that's part of the yishtecham, that's part of the covet, is that I make something which wasn't available on Shabbos, which I couldn't have on Shabbos, and now I made it. That's, I make something fresh, something new. That's part of the covet. Shum deroy v'achilas u'mashkum b'Shabbos karam. And most of the food is not very hot on Shabbos, usually on the cold side, which is ra l'chayim, which is not so good for people who don't have the strongest disposition. Therefore, ka'omar, the chama mesudas leviyim, and with the Shabbos, and refu okamay melugma. It's a refu. In other words, a person, whatever, didn't have many warm things over Shabbos. So a lot of times a person's system could use something, a little warm infusion. So Motzi Shabbos, because he had a lot of cold food over Shabbos, so that's why Chazal made a special emphasis of Chamen and Motzi Shabbos. But the Mashal is very clear that about having
something fresh.
And we'll see in another moment how much of a point he makes in this. There's a story in the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Rabavu hava avdile vafuke shabato iglotilsa. Iglotilsa, they're very perushim in what iglotilsa means. But igla means an eagle, a calf, which was of a high quality. Tosis talks about it, talked about the Masechta Gittin, what exactly it is, but it means it's one of its a high quality. For what reason? And however, ochumene kuvyaso. Apparently he ate the kidney. That's the part that he apparently, this was his delicacy that he liked. He go to Lavime Berei, when the son Avime grew up, Amalei, so one time he says to his father, he says, Lomal cholav sudakulehai. So I don't get you. You shecht an animal on Motzi Shabbos. They took, what did they do? Avdulei v'shabbat to iglotilso. They prepared a fresh eagle for him. And from that, he ate the kulya. So his son said to him, he said, what a waste of money this is. Nishbo kulya samamale shabbat. If you like it so much, so from the meat that you prepare for Shabbos, leave over one. And the old, that's it. What do you have to shecht the whole new animal? You don't have anything to do. It's just the kulya for Motzi Shabbos. What? It's a big waste of money.
They throw the rest of it out.
I guess, listen. Or it was, even if he used it, it was more than he really needed to use during the week. So it was an expensive undertaking. Shafkuah. So, Nishbo kulya samamale shabbat. So listen, shafkuah. So he left it over. So, but also, Aryeh Achlei. So Rashi says, not achle on the kol yisro, didn't eat what he saved, but ochle arye le egel haroy lishchut. The egel that he saved, because he didn't shecht it, so what happened? So Matishah, a lion came and ate it up. So at the end, he spent the money anyhow. So what happened there? What was the problem? They didn't gain anything by it. So the Mashal says, that what took place. For also Ari v'Achle Gam, ki you have a kushta da v'sogile b'chom Motzi Shabbos v'sudas l'vias malkum kuya achas. All he needed was one kidney. But ein ze covered sudas halavoyas malkusso. It's not covered for the sudas of malav malkus. It's here mikuya achas and it tells from sudas Shabbos. It was just leftovers from what was made for Shabbos. Of a boy sudabant vinafshi, it should be something in its own right. So therefore, then you should make something fresh, not just, this is, you know, he prepared for Shabbos, and they made some leftovers for Motzi Shabbos. What he was doing before had shivas. He gave a tremendous shivas to the suda of Motzi Shabbos. So from the Mashal we see that the Malachim Malkut shouldn't just be the leftovers. Shabbos. There should be something that's prepared that has for Malav Malka, which has Shivas. We find a similar notion. The Gemara in Beya cites two different reasons for the air of Tavshilim. It's a well known reason that we know that a person should say, if I cannot cook on Yontif Shabbos without an air of Tavshilim in a special license, so I certainly can't cook miyontuf l'chol. A second reason that the Gemara gives is that a person should remember to prepare for Suda Shabbos. We're afraid, you know, a person will go, you know, for Baruch Hashem we live perhaps in a very wealthy time, but even now, a person may decide, and I prepared, you know, I prepare for the first day yontuf, a 3 day yontuf for sure, you know, or prepare tons of food. But what will we eat, Shabbos? Whatever's left over on the first 2 days, there'll be plenty of food. So that's it. So that's what we'll eat. We'll have, you know, maybe we'll have a cholent, but, you know, the food is going to be just leftovers. So that's not really necessarily proper covered Shabbos. Because who knows what, first of all, not choshev is the marshal. So secondly, we don't even know what we're going to have left. You know, maybe we'll have very little left. We don't know. So therefore, you wanted a person to focus on Suda Shabbos before Yontif starts, that he should remember when he's preparing for Shabbos and Yontif, well, first Yontif and then Shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos too, to make a menu for Shabbos and prepare. So we wanted to raise the profile of Suda Shabbos, the Gemara says in Bay. So you want a similar notion in that Gemara to the one that the Mashal expresses in the Gemara in Kol Kisva and Daf Kufi Tes and Shabbos. Yisader Odom Shulchanoi, Hainu, what does Yisader mean? Taino lifreis mapal shulchano derech kovut, one is to spread on a tablecloth as he does for Shabbos. The chen shor dvorim on the hugim etzlo arichas shulchan, and everything else that he does when he sets the table in his house. When the gemara remember is considered to fully set the table, it should be set. Avoleinu b'chuyib levashal tavshilin, or the hochin yosim v'mashatorot lecha. He doesn't have to make more than he's likely to eat. Mr. Mashal said he should make new things, but he doesn't have to make a huge spread. Umashma v'gemara liyikva sudas ola paslach atchila. That it's preferable to wash for the suda. How does the Chofetz Chaim prove this? He says the asosa the astam sidur shulchan mashma la pasma. We use the sadur adam shulchanos. It means for a meal of bread. The ha'amah shomet chila. That's why I said we started the Gemara from the halach of erev Shabbos. The sadur shulchanos by erev Shabbos. The shomalo vade with pas. It means to set up a table where you're going to wash and have a full fledged meal. What else are you going to have Friday night? The Omer Shom B'somuch Pas Chama Motzei Shabbos Malugma U'Mashma Da Amem Rezukoi. It's going back on what the Gemara said before. When the Gemara just ended, and the Gemara just said, Lo Yilu B'Sad Odom Shulchona De Motzei Shabbos, and then the next thing in the Gemara said, Chama Motzei Shabbos Malugma Pas Chama Motzei Shabbos Malugma. So it seems to refer back to Lo Yilu B'Sad Odom Shulchona. It seems to be a perish on that Maimon. He says, the Chatchilo should be with Pas. Begam mashma the toy lechatchilo lahadar oisah b'bosro b'short tavshila, that one should use meat and other tavshila. And we see from the Gemara that he prepared a kulya, he prepared something special for his meal.
Not about tashas to prepare something so big.
But obviously not. And even you see from the Gemara that to give kovet, it's not about tashas, even though really the rest of the meat he had really obviously very little need for. And whatever they, however they used it up during the week, but it was an expensive fruit.
In the refrigeration, you couldn't keep it.
You couldn't keep it. Yeah, it's sort of like what Avraham Avinu did. What did Avraham Avinu do? Avraham Avinu gave tongues, three malachim. He gave them three tongues.
With mustard.
So what did he do? So what did he
do? Chef
the three animals to give three tongues. That's an expensive comfort that he gave. If he has them available, if he has the means, if he has them, then ain loy, or shechoshes lachila gasa, or he's afraid that he's just going to feel that he overate. It's interesting, and they're eating stuff. He said, and I don't know why this was. But in the Chofetz Chaim's time, he said they normally ate in the summertime, the Malav Malka, very, very late in the day, just before night.
The Malav Malka or the Shalashudas?
I'm talking about the Shalashudas.
So they were still full by Malav Malka.
Lechol asud begimol somach lerev yichayman b'zoynes, so then at least one should have b'zoynes for the Malav Malka, or kovman in Paris. I don't know why, in the wintertime, I don't know when they ate the Malav Malka, I don't know what changed.
Oh yeah, and they ate the shalashudas they ate right after mincha in either case. But on the winter day there were many hours they ate the malav malka at 9 o'clock at night or something. So there were many hours
it's
then.
Not so much mashma.
Not mashma.
Yeah, because in the summer they ate it somuch le'erev. I'm not sure what the reason for that was.
So then they would still be full because it was only an hour or two later when they ate Malav Malka. In the winter, the Shalashudas was much earlier. They were full for the Shalashudas, and they weren't full for the Malav Malka.
Yeah, either way, it would have been Somach La'erev, so I'm not sure. I don't know what the sociological
aspect
was, how it worked. Shvarach continues, for what reason could they little voices of Shabbos? And here he quotes the Rambam, the Shem Shetzorach L'chav Shabbos L'tisoch L'tisoch L'chav L'tisoch. As a person gives kovod to Shabbos to the melech.
It's interesting, you welcome Shabbos in as a queen and you escort it out of the king.
There could be a Kabbalistic aspect to it. Because
isn't Malkus feminine anyway?
Well, what of them is Aramaic and the other is Hebrew? So you say Malkum, Malav, Malka, you're talking about Melech in Aramaic. Friday, you're talking about Hebrew one, the word, you know, with the hay.
Yeah. The, you have the following in the Tfilas that we have, the common text in the Tfilas. We have the question, we have Friday night we say V'yeruch Uvo, Shabbos in the daytime we say V'yeruch Uvoi, and Shabbos in the Rincha we say V'yeruch Uvo. So Uvo is a certain midah which is a feminine reference, and that's for Friday night. Shabbos in the morning is a reference of the Zohar. And Shabbos in the afternoon is a reference of both of them together. So it could be that also reflects the same thing. There are aspects which are the Kabbalah, you have to know, has its figurative meanings of Zohar in the cave, of Malchus or Malka. Yeah.
Well, I think I remember hearing somewhere, I'm not sure if it's going to roll from someone else, that there's an Indian of making the Malava Malka as close to Shabbos.
We'll get there. We didn't get there yet. We'll come to that.
Yeah,
mitamza nira shatoyv lak dima. It's preferable to have it close to the end of Shabbos. You smuch l'tia Shabbos. And he says the reason is doderech leviyahu be'esa yitzia. When you malava someone when he leaves. Ulo acha shekvar yosu hu siach daitim imen and he forgot about him. Shalom osa bekevim Malacha Kaidah. You're going to start to do malachas already. And then you're going to be malavah. Now he says the following. A person can't eat. That a person should not be oisik in malacha. Be keva in a fixed fashion, a significant fashion, that should be kaim sudizu. Now, the Ayim Shari Tshuva, which is important, the Mashmad Shom the Eino Kedai, B'chol Gav Nalach Reyesim Chatzis. That one should not wait longer than Chatzis. Now, if one looks at the Shari Tshuva, which is the source of this, because of Rishay Maram Zakusa, Shekiva B'Shem Arizal, Shosu Lom Avidu B'Matzishat, one may not recite the Vidu of Matzishat, Achi Yavar Chatzis Laila, until after Chatzis. Ki Ad Chatzis Yesh Kedusha Shabbos. It's Kedusha Shabbos until Chatzis of Motzei Shabbos.
What kind of Vidu is you referring to?
Vidu, regular Vidu.
Why am I saying a Vidu in the middle of the night?
Whatever reason a person might want to say Vidu. Some people, I would presume, some people said Vidu every night with the Kriya Shema Lamita.
Okay.
That's one reason. Some people want to recite Slichas before Chatzis.
That's what I thought he was referring to.
No, I don't think Dafka that.
Right.
I mean, Slichas anyhow. He's a Mogan Avram elsewhere. One shouldn't recite Slichas until Chatzis. Because, he says, the Midas Adin is in effect until Chatzis. The Midas Harachman begins from Chatzis. So, a Meila, we're aiming Mavakish for Rachamim, that's not the time that it's appropriate for it in the first half of the night. That's what the Melody of the Rom says anyway. Now let's skip down. It's not Mamash of Chiv. The Shomas Machu Akro. There it's based on a pasuk. V'zehu rak mitzvah ba'alma, and this is only a mitzvah to do it. So what's the difference if it's a mitzvah or it's based on a pasuk? Min echad yefshel l'kayim kulam. Suppose a person just can't eat four times. In other words, he knows he has a choice. Either I'll get eat shalosh shudas or I'll eat milah v'malka. But I can't eat both. So which one should he choose? There's a second aspect is that if a person does not have sufficient food to give nice food for both the Shalosh Shudas and for Malava Malka, so which one should he choose? Which one should he choose? So the answer is that he should choose the Shalosh Shudas for that reason, because that's within Shabbos, that's a full-fledged chiyuv. Now he writes also, "Mitamzev," because Yeshnoig in the Harbas Neiros from Motzei Shabbos Yosim Meachol. There is some light special Neiros on Motzei Shabbos for the Malach Malko. Yeshnoig in Gamkein Lomar Piyutim is Miros Achar Avdola. and they have special piyutim and zmiris. Now this somewhere got a little bit lost in translation somehow as we came over the oceans, because even among the Litvakas, the European Litvakas, a lot of them are very, very, very medactic in Malava Malka. And yet, in our dar, in the Chashivas of Malava Malka, is not that significant. I mean, even among Litvakas, there are those that say the Zmiris Matishavas, that they did wash, that have something choshev to eat. But in Adar, that's not very, very high on the list of things. So, but it's interesting, because the Rambam records this, and that's been a covered Shabbos. Not just, you know, some side matter, the same way that the Rambam compares covered Shabbos to the Achonis for Shabbos, is also this covered Shabbos, and how we come down from Shabbos to the... We find two types of notions of this in the halacha too. In Siman Tovkov Nun Ches, there's a halacha that in Motzei Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat Bosu V'Yayim. So we find what's the reason, and they have Luso Shal Nun, they have Evloi Shal Yayim, because of the evil of the day. This is a minik, it's not a din. Pshat is that person, naturally, if it was an evil during the day, so he wouldn't get up, even if the evil ended, and there were no din avelis, he wouldn't get up and start jumping around and dancing. I mean, if we had no halacha of shleishim, no aleinu, a person that got up from shiva, and he'd come to his house that night, you know, just this morning he got up from shiva for a parent, and he'd come to his house that night, and the music's on, and he's dancing, and there's a party, you think he flipped his mind. I mean, if you were truly in Evil, then how could this be the sequel to Evil? If there'd be no halacha of Shleishim, without any halacha. Now, in a different sense, we find the same thing. Gemara says that Chassidim Rishonim used to take an hour to prepare before the davening, and then they davened an hour, and then it took an hour after the davening. So what's it a pshat? That they took an hour to prepare for davening, I could understand that. First of all, they wanted to separate themselves and achieve a tranquility, moving themselves away from all their affairs of Olam Hazeh. Secondly, the Torah says that the attitude that one ought to have on davening is basically Korav L'mailas HaNavua. Similar to a Novi being ready to accept Nevuah, meaning, as the Torah says, that he's almost left his physical being behind. He's a spiritual being standing before the Ribono Shel Olam. His entire material existence is so muted that there's almost no consciousness of it at all. That's not an easy state to achieve. So if it took an hour to achieve it, I understand. It took an hour to daven. But what did it mean an hour after davening for? What was that about? You finished davening, okay, you finished, now what do you want? If you truly davened, if we truly davened, and we had such an interface with the Ribono Shel Olam, then we just can't run out and run back to the world so quickly. A person's in the heavens, he has to float back to earth. We're not ready to engage this world yet. We also have, is yet another notion that we have, which is similar to this idea. The halacha states that when a person gets an aliyah, so one goes up on one side, typically we go and we leave from the other side. So we come up, which is whatever, the closest side, and then we go back the longer way to the seat of Tircha the Tzibur, where we come up the fastest way. And where do we derive this from? Because it says when a person came to the Migdash, he came in through one gate, from the Novi in Yechesko, and he left from a different gate. He didn't go back the same way in which he came in. So the Shaila is, what's the Inyan? what was the inyan by the Mikdash, and what its application to Kriyas HaTorah. Tana de Pshat is, when a person came to the Mikdash, that's an experience which transforms a person. A person cannot leave the Mikdash in the same way in which he came. So I don't go back by the way that I came. There's no going back. I came to the Mikdash, there's a new Metzius. I don't go back. Go out the other side. I cannot retrace myself. Where I came from, can't go back to there. So I don't exist. I'm a new Metzius. Similarly, when a person goes, when we call to the Torah, is also a person that read from the Rebbeinu's Torah, that's an experience that changes us. It's a different Metzius. We can't go back exactly where we came. And in effect, that we're saying Shabbos is so significant in its impact, we just can't. Okay, Shabbos ended, so long, I'm out of here. If it truly elevated us in such a fashion, then we just can't turn around. That's it. I'm running back. I'm out. No. Something changed. Something should have changed in Shabbos. Consequently, I don't just run away from the Shabbos after. Can't. An experience that changed me, that's altering, that's uplifting. So I cannot just re-engage with the Olam Hazeh. Okay, the keys are in my pocket, Shabbos is there, boom, I'm out of here. And that, you know, straight back into Sheshet Yom Kippur. If it really had that experience upon us, then we couldn't just jump back into the week. So here we have both in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach, but the Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam, when he records the Inyan of Kavod Shabbos, the Malav Malka is an essential aspect of Kavod Shabbos. Talks about the hachana for Shabbos, how we prepare for Shabbos, that the chachamim gathered their talmidim and they waited with anticipation for Shabbos to come. And when we leave from Shabbos, it's also with a certain sense that something is leaving, something significant is passed through our fingers. The end, the covet that we have for something is very, very important. Gemara relates in Megillah that one of the shayla of exactly the relationship of Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah, and the Gemara brought a raya in Hilchos Purim from something which had to do with Kavod HaTorah. And the Gemara said that you cannot compare Kavod HaTorah to Talmud Torah. Kavod HaTorah far transcends Talmud Torah. And just because there's a halachic obligation, how Kavod HaTorah impacts is not necessarily indicative of how Talmud Torah impacts. It's interesting that the Kavod HaTorah, the Gemara states, transcends the etzem halacha of Talmud Torah itself. And the reason is for the same reason. If we give something the special chashivas that it has, then the entire experience that we have with it is different. And therefore the Kavod HaTorah transcends the din Talmud Torah. And in that regard, that's why the Rambam, we have such emphasis, the Kavod Shabbos, the Hachana for Shabbos, how we leave Shabbos. If we come to Shabbos with that anticipation, we leave Shabbos with the sense that something we had is leaving, is lost. It's a different experience of Shabbos. So the Kavod lends to an entirely different experience. What I wanted to focus upon tonight, the Kavod, which is involved, the Kavod Shabbos, which is involved in Malav Malka.